Time for another Piano Puzzler with composer Bruce Adolph, who's joining me here in the studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a call today from White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Ken Kixmoeller is joining us. Hi, Ken.
Hello.
And Ken, you know what you're in for here, I think, our Piano Puzzler, where Bruce Adolph has taken a familiar tune and rewritten it in the style of a classical composer. Ken, how much of a musical background do you have?
Used to play in high school, a trombone of all things.
Oh, did you? Me too. I played trombone for about 2 years in school. Why did you give it up?
I was never that good at it.
Me too.
The competition was a man who's now second chair in the Boston Symphony.
Oh, really? What was his name?
Norman Bolter.
Norman Bolter, a member of the Boston Symphony. And yeah, with him to compete with in the school band, I could see why you might want to give it up. Well, that trombone training or any other training that you've had that you want to bring to bear here, your job to name the tune that Bruce has hidden in this Piano Puzzler and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. We have a couple of musical hints that you can call upon if you're having trouble naming the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. I don't know what's coming either, so you and I can brainstorm on this. Otherwise, I'll just leave it to you, Ken.
All right, I'll turn on my high-fidelity phone.
Okay, yes. And Bruce Adolph, play the high-fidelity piano we have here, and let's our Piano Puzzler. Interesting ending to that Piano Puzzler.
Yes.
So, Ken, any first reactions to that?
Oh, I'm hearing a little Mozart in there, in the tune.
It isn't Mozart, but you are hearing a famous tune, and I think you're headed in the right direction.
Now, is this a tune that's taken from one classical composer set in the style of a different classical composer?
That's right, Fred.
That's what's going on here.
That's right. That's why I say he's on the right track.
Oh, so this is kind of a doubly tricky piano puzzle.
Yes, right.
Do I have to scream for help, or can...
Should we go for the musical clues, Ken?
Okay.
Bruce, what do we have for clues?
We have two pieces, one of which is a direct clue and one is an indirect clue. Let's first hear La Cheminée du Roi René by Darius Milhaud.
So a little bit of music by Darius Milhaud there. And Bruce, what's our other clue?
The next one is by Francis Poulenc, and this is from his flute sonata.
Ken, are those helpful in any way?
Well, the flourishes make it sound more like the Poulenc.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, the flourish, and there's also one little line from the flute, the very first thing the flute plays.
Yes, this little thing. And that happens to occur in this, too. In fact, there's a lot that comes from there.
So... Now, I'm a little bit flummoxed myself here. So we're talking about the tune, and we're talking about the composer whose style you're imitating. I'm hearing lots of Francis Poulenc.
Yes, but that the tune is still, we don't know
the
who...
Okay, so this is in the style of Francis Poulenc. Okay,
and
as Ken said.
It's not only in the style, but it draws upon what you just heard.
On that flute sonata.
That's right, but the tune we don't know yet.
Uh-huh.
I do know the tune.
Yeah, Ken, you know the tune. You're singing it. I think there should be a prize for singing it. That's even harder than naming it.
Da, 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 da.
Well, Fred, I've heard you in better voice, but that's right. I wouldn't go fishing too far for this. Don't thrash about too much here.
Oh, it's the trout.
You're right, it's the trout. He got it.
Oh, my goodness sake.
Die Forelle.
Die Forelle.
The Trout by Franz Schubert.
Oh, of course.
So the song, Die Forelle, The Trout, by Franz Schubert, which was not only a song, but then he used that as the basis for a quintet.
The Trout Quintet.
As well.
Coincidentally called.
Rewritten in the style of Francis Poulenc. Phew! Ken Kixmuller from White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Well done on that very slippery piano puzzler. Ken, what's your public radio station?
KSJN.
Part of Minnesota Public Radio. Ken, thank you very much for playing our piano puzzler.
Well, it's nice to talk to you both.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.